Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Welcome to the Feel Good Podcast with Kimberly Snyder. Our goal is to help you develop a lifestyle that promotes health, wholeness, and healing. Feeling good is about accepting who we are and living from a place of inner peace in our perfectly imperfect lives. Thursday is our community show where I cover a themed topic and answer four questions that come right here from members of our community, just like you. We are here to support you in living your most beautiful, inspired, and joyful life with a focus on health, wellness, meditation and spirituality, and personal empowerment. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, founder of the Saluna Lifestyle brand, New York Times best-selling author, and nutritionist. Now let's get started. Hey, beauties, welcome back to our Thursday Q&A podcast, which is so dear and near to my heart because I love, love, love to hear from you all. I love to hear what you're thinking, what you're wondering about, how we can support you in all these different topics. Our topic today is how to stay hydrated this summer. And this is an important topic because hydration on a really true deep level is a foundational quality to beauty, to health, to energy, to really being in our fullest potential. And as we all know, it's starting to get hot outside, which is awesome. But we really want to pay attention to hydration and really approaching it in a strategic, intelligent way to bring it into our lives. And before we get started, I just want to give a quick shout out. If you haven't yet left us a review on iTunes, please take a moment to do so. It just takes a moment out of your day. It's free, it's easy, and it's a really nice energy exchange, especially if you love the podcast. We love you. It's just a really nice way to help spread the message and to get more people to help find the show. You can also spread it through your own beautiful circles and communities by sharing it. There's a share button on iTunes, at SoundCloud, wherever you listen to this podcast. And you can share it with colleagues and friends and family members and loved ones and anyone that you think might benefit from this community. So thank you so much in advance. We have our amazing Caitlin with us, who is a staple in our community. She is such a huge, huge part of Saluna. She's our general manager. She's the dear, dear love of mine. And we are together again for another week. She's sitting on my bedroom floor with me, which is where we like to sit cross-legged and gather and do these podcasts when we're together in person. Hello, Kay. Are you enjoying the California life?
I am. It was not quite so nice in New York yet, so it is great to be in this lovely weather. Mm. And we were actually just talking about earlier on the lawn that we haven't been together to do the podcast in quite some time.
Except for last week.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Before that.
But when we used to go down to the Florida house together.
Yes.
So it's fun to do it here in LA. And we have a really cool different recorder. So, you know, I love technology. Looking at some of the tech we get to have here for you guys. And I love this topic. I often forget to hydrate, and then I get really constipated and feel sick. So I think it's a good reminder for everybody. We can easily go off track drinking lots of coffee. Which is kind of alluding to an upcoming question that will be part of things. But, yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah, it's important that we really, you know, I think there's so much emphasis on food, but hydration is really important and something that we don't always pay attention to. So let's get into it with the questions, and a lot more will come up, I'm sure.
Yeah,
details
sure.
around this.
Yes. Okay. So Rose is our first question. She's living in Bethany, Oklahoma, and she's asking, I know I should be drinking a certain amount of water, but I find myself replacing it with other drinks like coffee. It's hard to stop drinking it, and I feel since it's mostly water, then it's not so bad since I'm still hydrating myself. Isn't that kind of true?
So, Rose, thank you so much for your question, sending you love out in Oklahoma. I know that we have tons and tons of coffee drinkers here in the community, Kay, you being one of them. So there's nothing, you know, wrong or bad with having some coffee per se. It certainly fits into the lifestyle because it can, you know, and it's fine. And it's as long as you're not having, you know, 7-15 cups a day.
Which moderation.
Believe me, I have had clients that have had...
I've been like that.
I kid you not. Not huge glasses, but 15 cups sometimes, right? It's like when you're working really long, like shooting long hours or whatever, like it's kind of like this go-to to kind of prop your energy up.
Right.
So I will say that I do want to reinforce that even if we're having alternative beverages like coffee, fresh, preferably filtered, preferably non-icy water is still a core component of our health. Yeah. It's a core component of really nurturing our bodies because everything functions better. Every organ, everything is going to function better when it's properly hydrated. Dehydration is going to adversely impact pretty much everything, including detoxification, the natural detoxification pathways of the body, which means that if we are dehydrated chronically, unfortunately, our bodies tend to hold on to more waste, to more environmental toxins, pesticides, heavy metals, whatever's in our system. And so we're not adequately letting go and allowing that space that our body needs to really function at an optimal level. So I will say that it is a balance. And if you want to enjoy Rose, you know, one cup of coffee or maybe two, that needs to be balanced with a proper foundation of hydration. And I strongly believe our morning practice that we teach and drive home all the time is not only giving you nutrients and fiber and helping to stabilize your energy, but it's putting your body in a state of hydration first thing in the morning. So I would say follow that routine before you start to introduce coffee. So that means hot water with lemon, taking your two SBO probiotics, drinking your glowing green smoothie, and then also meditating, some kind of stillness practice. And then 20 minutes later or a little bit later, if you really want to have a cup of coffee, you can. If you really want to have a cup of coffee, let's say you're not totally hungry yet or so exhausted, I still say in an ideal world, you start on an up. You still have your hot water with lemon, and then you can have your coffee. But I think what happens is if we don't follow those steps and we don't hydrate first, because the thing is when we hydrate really well, we have more energy. But if we don't hydrate well, what happens is then we end up wanting more coffee. Because we are, you know, it's
like spikes, like you kind of have a little bit of high and then you go down again.
That foundation, that base of optimal hydration isn't there. So we're kind of grasping and clinging for it in the ways that, you know, can't really be established without that proper hydration. So I would say, really start the day off on that foot. It doesn't mean that we're not, you know, we may not be, none of us are perfect. We go off and we drink things and we have things. But if you start the day really hydrated, your energy's going to be up, your skin's going to look better. By the way, your hair's going to get better over time. A lot of people are obsessed with biotin and all these, like, you know, skin thing or hair things. But the reality is that a lot of hair breakage and hair falling out is actually dehydration. Mm. Because then the follicle gets dried out and the hair just can't survive well. So it's, you know, deep levels of hydration. I also think it's really important to drink glowing green smoothie, to have raw vegetables and raw fruit and raw salad, because the enzymes and the cofactors and these foods, which are hydrating as well, have an impact on our overall energy in ways that just water alone doesn't have.
Right.
So coconut water is great. Again, glowing green smoothies, even glowing green juice, lots of vegetables, especially this time of year that are raw, and raw fruit like watermelon and blueberries and things like that are also really core component of optimal hydration. Because then you're going to get minerals like silica And we know nowadays silica is really important for allowing your body to properly absorb and hydrate. Mm. And you get that from, you know, again, let's say just all these vegetables and cucumbers and celery, things that you're consuming
that have water in them.
Through this lifestyle, they have water, but they also have the silica, they have the minerals that are helping you. So besides, hydration isn't also just, you know, water, it's the foods that we're eating as well. And then the issue with coffee, even though it is the base,
isn't
is water.
Isn't it dehydrating?
Like, yeah, I mean, it is a diuretic.
Right.
It does have caffeine. It also has, especially if it's not organic, it has tons of, you know, pesticides and toxins and things that can, in a sense, constrict and congest the body and close up space. So again, I see it more as like an add-on. I mean, it's true. I guess there's water in it, but it shouldn't be the basis that we're trying to get hydrated.
Yeah.
So more like, okay, what do I really need here? Mm-hmm. Instead of like on board, I'll just, you know, have a coffee with a friend.
Right.
No, if you go there, like try and drink a herbal tea. Like you can still meet up with friends. It can still be social, but it's really like the acidity of the coffee and the caffeinated quality of it isn't something that we really want to make a huge part of our daily life.
Right. Yeah, for me, with the coffee part, I feel like it's almost like it gets to be like a little bit like an addiction sometimes because I had given it up and then you start to have it and then I stopped drinking water kind of because you go for it time and time again. So this is a good reminder for everybody just to kind of have that consciousness around it and make sure you're implementing it a little bit more and just having a little bit more thought, because sometimes it is easy at work, you step out for a break and, you know, at lunch and you grab another coffee.
It's a habit.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get at. I recently, because I was getting the jitters, decided.
You were okay?
Yeah, I was getting really sick.
But you mean like you were literally shaking?
Yeah, like, and I was really, I already have bad anxiety, which some of you may know from me sharing here, but, and I was just, it was making things bad again. So I decided to stop having coffee, and then I started having some juice, like, and that was really giving me energy, or I'd make the smoothie again, and then I started having some teas. So see how you feel.
You've certainly been having a lot of GGS over here.
Oh yeah. No, it's so funny. Like I forgot how much I liked it, and then you start to have it again, and it's like, I'm glad I'm addicted to that now versus the other. So I guess my long rant here is basically to share, just go with how you feel.
Mm-hmm. Go with how you feel and realize that there is a quality to coffee. I mean, I know there's like all these trends, and a lot of people that are doing intermittent fasting are, in my opinion, over-relying on caffeine because that's how they're getting past these periods of not eating. But if we're working towards equanimity and stability and our bodies being able to function, we don't want to overstimulate and overstress our adrenals, our nervous system, because that, again, back to everything affects everything else. That affects our immunity and our endocrine system and our hormones and our moods.
Mm.
So some coffee is okay.
Right.
I like my green tea sometimes, Kay.
Right.
You know, especially with Bubby and my sleep patterns.
Of course.
And my
Everybody
energy.
Needs some type of pickup.
That's it.
Sometimes. But
sure, and I eat a lot of chocolate, to be honest. But I'm just saying that, you know, we're aware when we have it. We're not just doing it casually, and we're certainly not thinking that it's just the best thing for hydration. So everything in balance, Rose.
Everything in balance. Okay, so this next one's a good one also. It's from Lena, and she's living in Alaska. And she's saying, I'm trying to help my family transition out of drinking soda and adding more water, but it's been a battle. Are there any healthy soda-like options my family can incorporate that will still provide some health benefits?
So, Lena, thank you so much for your question. If we're looking for, to me, you know, soda is, of course, extremely addictive. I grew up watching my uncle have enormous amounts of Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like, you know, the person in my life, like, you know, I understand it more now. It's like, why is he always drinking that? Like, it's addictive. It's the bubbles, it shifts your mood, it's the sugar, obviously.
It's like almost it's like an
caffeine.
Instant hit.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I understand how, you know, especially a family member, you're like, don't drink that crap.
Mm-hmm.
High fructose corn syrup, like all this terrible stuff, and then the dyes and the, you know.
Yeah.
So if we're looking for probably, you know, we talk about health benefits, probably the best transition option would be kombucha because it's fizzy. I have done this with clients that then they start getting addicted to kombucha, and the only issue there is it's pretty expensive. But if you really get into kombucha, you can easily grow your own. I did that in New York.
Right.
And you can make kombucha pretty easily. The only thing there is it starts to grow and grow and grow, and you have to give it away to friends and keep cutting it off.
Right.
But anyways, if you're looking for something with health benefits, kombucha definitely has that fizz. It has some B vitamins. It has some transient probiotics. So it certainly doesn't replace a really great SBO probiotic like the formula that we have that we've created for you with clinical research behind it. So it's not a replacement. It's not the end all be all, but it has some benefits. Mm. And when I want something fizzy or my stomach feels unsettled, that's what I would go for.
Right.
Now, if you're looking for something that's not as expensive, and let's say you know you have soda drinkers around in your family that are used to having like 4, 5, 6, 3, whatever, a bunch of them, you're not going to drink that much kombucha a day. I certainly don't suggest that. Then there are, you know, some of the, like the Zevia, the LaCroix, like some of the carbonated waters that have flavors that have that fizziness, but they don't have all the sugar and the high fructose corn syrup and the dyes. So that would, I would say it's not necessarily healthful properties, but we say worst, better, best. It's certainly a lot better than the soda.
Yeah. The soda's hard.
Mm-hmm.
My dad actually doesn't drink water, and he only drinks diet soda. So I relate to the struggle.
What do you say to him?
I try to get him to drink water, and I try to tell them, like, I don't like to get too preachy, you know, but like, I feel pretty strongly about aspartame and Splenda and, like, you know.
Diet sodas are even worse in some ways because they have all those really
And, like, your brain.
Toxic, fake sugars.
I'd, like, print out, like, things about the chemicals. And at the end of the day, I just, you know, like, I don't want to say I gave up, but I've said my piece and, you know, it is what it is. So that's something, Lena, like, you just kind of have to do what's best for you and you can share with your family. But, you know, everybody takes stuff on their own own time.
Beautiful.
All right, guys. We are going to take a short break here, and then Kimberly will be back to answer the last two questions.
Who doesn't love a tasty smoothie in the morning? The problem is, it's easy to get stuck on autopilot, making the same smoothies every day. And even the best smoothies can start to get boring and predictable. So why not mix things up a little with Frozen Dole Crafted Smoothie Blends? They do all the hard work for you, pairing only the most delicious fruits together into unique blends. Like taking a typical banana and berries smoothie and mixing it up with mangoes and refreshing limes and kiwis. Or you could treat yourself to a sip of paradise with a strawberry watermelon blend with delicious coconut. The best part, they're born to be blended. Each bag is perfectly proportioned with fruit that's frozen to lock in all those nutrients and flavor. And every piece is already washed and cut. So all you have to do is fill up your blender with one of the single serving bags, add some coconut water, and then blend for an exciting smoothie. Dole Crafted Smoothie Blends. Find them in your frozen aisle. Detoxy is back, and our new formula is better than ever. This is not just any other magnesium supplement. It's a non-laxative and non-habit-forming formula, so it can be regularly used long-term to cleanse your system of waste buildup from both endogenous and exogenous toxins. Now, our Feel Good Detoxy 2.0 formula is made of magnesium oxide for daily detox, peak health, and beauty. Plus, we've added the anti-aging super vitamin ASC2P. ASC2P is a potent derivative of vitamin C that can penetrate into the cell's interior and protect against intracellular oxidation, working to maintain telomere length. What does this mean? Telomeres are the caps at the end of each strand of DNA that protect our chromosomes and therefore prevent aging. Intrigued? You should be, because this new and improved Feel Good Detoxy 2.0 is amazing, and it will gently increase the elimination of toxins that build in your body daily for greater vitality and beauty. So now it is a cleanse product as well as an anti-aging one. Please use the code feel good inside to get 10% off your first order. That's feel good inside for 10% off your first list price order today. All right, beauties, we're back from our short break, and we have two more questions for you guys on how to stay hydrated this summer.
So the next question is from Wilma, and she's living in Everett, Washington. She says, I love drinking zero-calorie carbonated beverages, but I know sometimes the bubbles aren't the best for my digestion. Do you have any tips on how to slowly transition out of these types of drinks so I can stay more hydrated?
Wilma, thank you so much for your question. I think this is really interesting how much carbonation plays. It's a
people food. Love carb. Like they love
it's
it.
An addiction. I actually talk about it in Beauty Detox Power when I was doing research about the top 9 food cravings. And what they say about fizzy drinks is it feels exciting. There's something exciting about bubbles and carbonation on some level. That's how we're equating it. So if it's like, you know, maybe there's like some humdrum tasks or, you know, just you're trying to bring some flair in or some excitement, it may feel really great or comforting or exciting or whatever it is with the carbonated drinks. So the first thing I'd say here, Wilma, is to, you know, take a look at that. If you're interested in learning more, you know, of course, there's a section on it in Beauty Detox Power. But you might want to ask yourself, like, when am I wanting these drinks? And, you know, what's going on? And, you know, kind of dig a little deep into that, because I think that could give us some interesting information and also some tools of, oh, well, it's, you know, when I'm stressed or when I'm bored or when I get overloaded at work, you know, what else can we do besides the drinks? Can we go for a walk? Can we, you know, move over? Can we get a standing desk? Maybe it'll, you know, limit up your energy a little bit to actually stand up. Can we, you know, whatever. There's a lot of different strategies. And then what I would also say is that, you know, we don't want to have a bunch of bubbles all the time. I just don't think that that amount of carbon dioxide going in our system is the best for our kidneys, and it can lead to bloating. So I would say, even though you love the carbonation, what can also feel exciting is flavor. So this is where we can get creative with things like, you know, like beauty and flavor. So I say beauty because my gardener came over the other day, and he had this like clear water bottle, and it had like all his herbs from his garden, like mint and basil and parsley, and it looked so exciting and beautiful, and he was drinking it. I was like, I want some of that.
I wouldn't think to put herbs. Like, I know some people put strawberries or lemon or lime, but herbs, that's cool.
The herbs are really delicious. And yeah, to your point, Kay, like, we could add sliced strawberries, which I think makes it amazing, or goji berries, cucumbers, oranges, things that have a really great flavor.
Right.
So when you are reaching for a beverage, it's like a bridge between carbonation and plain old water.
Yeah.
At least there's some flavor to it. And maybe a transition over time where it's like you know, depends on your personality. You can wean down or you could go cold turkey. For me, I'm more of like probably a wean down person, depends what it is. But with cheese, it took me, you know, some time to get off it.
Right.
If it's something that's more, I mean, I've gone in periods of cold turkey giving up chocolate because I get so addicted to it.
Yeah.
But then it always creeps back in. So I would try the flavored waters. And I would try, you know, reading about Beauty Detox food, you know, power, like, what is it with this carbonation? And then you already know, you're saying, you know, it's not the best thing for your body. So at least that connection is there. So I think it's, you know, bridging into something else and looking into the deeper reasons.
Yeah, no, those are great ideas. And transitioning always helps me also.
Because
otherwise I want it back right away.
Exactly.
Okay, so the last question for today is from Phyllis. And she's living in, I don't want to say this wrong, Berea, Kentucky. And she's asking, I hear you talk about drinking hot water with lemon to start off our day right. But is it okay to occasionally start our day with black teas? I love Earl Grey teas, and I figured since I use water, it's okay to drink. Any advice?
So Phyllis, thank you so much for your question. Sending you love out there in Kentucky. So I would say we're talking about two different things here. The functionality of the hot water with lemon, it is hydrating, but the reason that we make it a staple in our morning practice is also the vitamin C and the enzymes in the lemon that really help to nourish your liver, which is your main detoxifying organ and fat-burning organ. So there's other aspects of that hot water with lemon beyond hydration. If you feel exhausted sometimes, and you know, you're like, I'm dying, I gotta get my kid ready for school and I just can't deal. Of course. Like, you know, we're not gonna say all or nothing. Like, sometimes there are those mornings where you really do need the
pick me up.
Yeah, the pick me up, and that's okay. But I would just not confuse the issue here. It's not just, oh, the basis of the tea is the water, so it's a replacement. It's more, you know, when we look at Earl Grey, we were saying earlier with coffee, it's still acidic.
Right.
It still has a bunch of caffeine. It's still considered a diuretic. So it's not ultimately as hydrating, but it can be used sometimes. I would prefer that the hot water with lemon is, you know, the first thing in your body. And if you can delay the Earl Grey for at least 20 minutes, that would be ideal. But again, back to progress, not perfection. It's all a balance.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, yeah, staying hydrated is key. Well, we hope you guys found this episode helpful. We have some great blogs about, you know, hydrating foods and just different ways that you can, you know, boost that in your life that we can link to if you're interested. And
yes, kind and of recipes that are really hydrating.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a few wonderful ones, you know, going back to this idea that hydration also is this interplay of food and the proper foods and mineralization and it's the cucumber. There's a salad in the new book, Recipes for Your Perfectly Imperfect Life. I think it's called, I don't have a copy right in front of me, energizing. It's like the cucumber.
The rolls?
No.
Oh, I'm like, those look really good.
It's like the cucumber and pistachio. Oh, and the hemp seed salad.
Oh.
And it's got orange zest, and it's got, you know, some orange juice in it, and it's got, you know, these minerals.
Mm.
We need to be properly mineralized to really hydrate. It's just like everything. Everything needs to be a balance.
Right.
And it's got all that silica in it and, you know, wonderful minerals. Mm. So I do recommend checking out that salad as well for this topic. And, you know, so much of this is about, you know, looking at where we, you know, we're trying to substitute in habits and getting them to work. But, you know, it's okay to have coffee. It's okay to have tea. It's okay to have, you know, this and that. But just remembering that we still need fresh water. We still need fresh food that's going to create that ultimate hydration, which is really important for our energy, our radiance, our focus, our creativity, balance, our natural beauty to come forth. That's right.
Mm. Well, we just want to remind you guys to send over more questions and topics that you want us to cover. You just go over to mysaluna.com/askKimberly, or you can just head over to the podcast section and you'll see the button where you can submit your question. So please remember to do that. We just want to remind you. And I think before we jump, do we have any closing inspiration to wrap up the show today, Kay?
As always, Kay. So we call each other Kay.
Yeah, it's funny because when we're together, we always call each other Kay.
Kay, I know, every time, every email, every text. So my inspirational thought, Kay, is quite simple, but I think a very important reminder. Breathe and be. So I think we flounder a lot because we're always like, well, what do I do? What didn't I do? And then we're like, oh, what am I going to do in the future? It's like worried about the past, worried about the future, trying to fill time. You know, sometimes we're, every little moment, we're in line. We're pooping on the toilet. We're wherever we are. We're in traffic. It's like we have to be doing something, scrolling on Instagram or like scanning our emails or where's the beingness, you know, the breathing. It's gotten a lot better, okay, but, you know, through the years, my anxiety levels were super high. That's why I had insomnia. That's why I had eating disorders. You know, that's why I understand a lot of this on an experiential level because I've been through it. So I just want to remind you, beauty, breathe and be. Your perfection comes because you exist, not from oh, I'm doing more stuff and I'm going to get prettier and I'm going to get smarter and get skinnier. You're already there.
Mm.
So the more we can just breathe and be and sit, and you know, it goes to levels like be still, just remind ourselves like we're enough just by the fact that we're breathing and we're alive and we don't have to do it, this endless running around. There's a peace, there's a contentment, there's a connection to ourself, there's a power. There's so much that comes from just breathing and being. So I just want to give you that little reminder to carve out some time. And the next time you maybe feel this urge to fill a minute of your time or to run around or you're shaming yourself for not doing enough, remember that just the fact that you're breathing and being here is enough and you are enough. And that's it. So end on that thought. Feel into it. Remind yourself. Just breathe. Take some deep breaths. We want to breathe, you know, fully and deeply and not just have our shallow chest breathing, which is a modern phenomenon and, you know, very indicative of how much we're running around and how much stress there is in our life. So just take some deep breaths, nurture yourself that way. That's a huge way to take in energy. That's a huge form of nourishment is proper breathing, really nourishing to your body, to your whole system. So just breathe and be and just remember that that is enough and you are enough. So we love you so much. We are here for you. Remember, at Soluna, we really, our whole premise, the reason we call this the Feel Good Podcast, our whole basis of our philosophy is really about nourishing your whole self. And that feels good to, that's what wellness is to us, where we're eating properly, we're taking care of our body, our physical temple, through our supplements and our skincare and our sleep and our practices and our movement, our exercise. And we're also taking care of our emotional well-being and our spiritual well-being. And so, you know, we're talking about breathing and being, and that really, if you think about it, it touches everything. There's a spiritual quality to it. There's just beingness, this powerful beingness that's underlying everything. But it helps to balance our emotions so we're less reactive. It helps us get into our body. It helps us to connect to our body. And it also helps us digest better when we're breathing and we're not stressed when we're eating. We're actually able to take in more nutrients. So remembering that everything affects everything else. We have resources to support you in all four of these cornerstone areas of true wellness and tapping into your power. So check it out at mysoluna.com. Remember, we have our Soluna Feel Good Circle. If you want to join our community of really going into these topics in a deeper way, we have recipes, we have articles, we have vlogs, we have so much to offer, our supplements, our non-toxic high-performance skincare. So we are so grateful for you. We are so grateful for our connection. Thank you so much, Kay, for gathering the questions. Thank you, beauties. Remember, you can also add your questions there at My Soluna. We'll see you back here Monday for our next interview podcast. Till then, take care. So much love, and we will see you soon.